This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Palacios. Date of birth, January the 24th, 1965. Case ID number is 537-7297. Date of exam, April the 11th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Family Health Center, Rio Grande City, and from Dr. Antonio Falcon, dated 2/21/23. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old separated female with six children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left ligament instability with left leg numbness and fractured toes, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, and chest pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a truck driver for 20 years. She also worked as a provider for 2 months. During the time that she worked as a truck driver, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her daughter, and her husband is working. However, they are separated. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, left knee ligament instability with left leg numbness and fracture of toes. Number two, diabetes mellitus, and number three, chest pain. History of allegations, number one, left knee ligament instability with left leg numbness and fracture of toes. The claimant states that in 2021, she fell down and injured her left knee. She was diagnosed by an MRI as having a tear of the medial collateral ligament and anterior cruciating ligament, which was diagnosed in May of 2022. The claimant also had fractured on her right side toes in 2007 and also fractured toes in 2021 when she had this accident, which apparently have healed at this time. She denies any surgeries or injections given for her condition, secondary to lack of funds. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She states her main complaint is that her knee gives out on her and she feels like she has instability. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. The claimant does have a cane and a walker. She presented with a walker to the office visit, and she states she uses it whenever she needs to. Her physician is Dr. Antonio Falcon. She is presently on diclofenac and gabapentin, which does give her relief. She states the only physical activity she does is walking in the flea market. And she does do home exercises. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that since 2010, she has had diabetes mellitus. She states that on April the 19th, 2021, she started to have symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, and a weight loss of 50 pounds. She denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. She does have diabetic polyneuropathy of her feet and hands. The claimant does not check her blood glucose, secondary to lack of funds, but states that she knows that in the past her blood sugars have been from 47 to 254. She has not had a hemoglobin A1C perform secondary to not going to the physician. And she is presently on glyburide 5 milligrams BID and metformin hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams BID. Her condition appears to be fairly stable at this time. However, we're not too sure exactly what her average blood sugars are. Allegation number three, chest pain. The claimant states that in this year of 2023, she started to develop chest wall pain. She states it's a sharp pain located in the joint areas of her chest, and it does not radiate to any other part of her body. She states that she can have the pain for approximately 5 minutes, and it's something she has at least once a week. She denies any pain with exertion or food intake or during rest. She states it's not relieved by nitroglycerins, but sometimes by antacids. The claimant also states she has symptoms of shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, but no nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, menopause, and high cholesterol level. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, or pulmonary emboli. But she states that she may have costochondritis. She states that she does suffer from some shortness of breath and has to sleep with two pillows at night. She was diagnosed with costochondritis versus possible heart disease. She has not been evaluated for her condition. Family history. The father died at the age of 78 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother is 80 and has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and diabetic retinopathy. Medicine, diclofenac sodium 75 milligrams POQD, glyburide 5 milligrams BID, gabapentin 300 milligrams QHS, metformin hydrochloride 1,000 milligrams BID, lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, history of anal colon cancer in 2010, which was treated with radiation in 2011. History of diabetes mellitus, non-insulin dependent, osteoarthritis, medial collateral ligament and anterior cruciating ligament tear in 2022 with left leg numbness and instability, chest pain secondary to probable costochondritis versus heart disease. Major surgery, cholecystectomy in 1989. History of right toe fractures in 2007, which has healed. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states she drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit. Weight 199 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and 4/4 inches tall, BP 193 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 36. General. This is a 58-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age, but is in no acute distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. The claimant did have difficulty getting around secondary to her left knee injury, H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the third sentence? The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal except for mild appearing cataract formation of the right eye. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant had multiple teeth missing and has poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/40, pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Abdomen, abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluations secondary to the claimant being morbidly obese. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. There is a 3x4 centimeter left leg palpable mass below the knee area where the tibia is at, which appears to be a solid mass, which has not been evaluated. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? I'm sorry, could you drop down to neurological? After the last sentence, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a walker that she used all the time. Her hand-eye coordination and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. The claimant was unable to walk around the exam room without the walker, and did not attempt to walk around the exam room without the walker. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the left knee. There was mild joint swelling of the medial area, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted except for the 3x4 centimeter mass on the lateral aspect of the tibia. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the left knee area, where the claimant does appear to have some mild decrease in flexion. The claimant appeared to have a normal anterior draw test and did not appear to have instability of the knee, but there was some swelling of the medial area of the knee. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion but decreased strength of the left knee. However, the claimant was able to flex both knees at 150 degrees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to get up and down from the exam table. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes and was able, but however was unable to walk at a normal tandem rate secondary to left knee pain. She could stand on one foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, she does require a cane or a walker at all times for balance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were at 1 plus. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the left knee area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5. For all tested areas, except for the knee area where the claimant appears to have mild decrease in strength. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted, secondary to left knee problems. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the medial collateral ligament and of the anterior cruciating ligament by medical records. She is able to heel toe and but not tandem walk normally, secondary to left knee pain. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. However, the claimant states that she has broken her glasses and has not been able to buy new ones. She is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a left knee injury, which has never been treated with surgery. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left knee ligament instability with left leg numbness and with fractured toes. Has not been treated with surgery. The claimant was diagnosed with a medial collateral ligament tear and an anterior cruciating ligament tear in 2022 which was not surgically treated secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus being treated with oral medications at this time. However, we are not too sure what her last hemoglobin A1C was, and we don't know whether she is well controlled since she is not checking her blood glucose levels at this time. Number three, chest pain dash may be secondary to heart disease, hypertension, or costochondritis. Chest x-rays were normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Palacios.